went to Rish Chas Gimel. Kishnosin kemach l'toshkeidim she'osim l'cholim osin ken teresh l'alev mevark rei mizonos. If you put flour into this almond food that they made for sick people, so if you put the flour in there to make it something that is substantial and fill you up, so then obviously make mizonos. V'im l'davik ba'almon mevark rei mizonos. But if it's only to keep it together, you don't make mizonos. But because it's not exactly sure the law and exactly clear the cases, it's best to have it during the meal. So both of these issues we dealt with before. The rules of Iker and Tefel by grain is anything that has grain in it in any significant way for taste, for, in this case, not just taste, but, you know, because you want it to fill you up, so you make mizonos automatically. The exception to that rule is l'dabek, and we already talked about that the most classic case that hangs on this is licorice, right? Licorice, for most poskim, is shahakol, because the flour really is only in there to keep it together. Okay, the next halacha is very, very practical. Achal dagan ochai. If you eat raw grain, o asu klayos, o shalok, v'yin shleimim, or it's roasted or cooked, but it's full, or the grains are full, and mevarach el burpri adama l'achar b'rei nefashos. So you make hadama and b'rei nefashos, not mizonos. The Ramah says, v'ad mevarach l'fana b'rei nefri adama, ha'inu bo chalchit, and chayot ben durin l'achal kach. This is only if you actually eat something that's edible. Well, so orim shleimim, I feel clean beige, but if you were to eat barley, which was roasted in fire, so then in rinlechol raka de achak, lifneim rak shakol, then you only make shahakol. Mechain mashadish rajba, shmashish vachidis arnold brachachorna, mashmal rishona. I told you to stop going to rakhla, the achra of bracham and shalosh, but even in this case, when you make hadama, not mizonos, so tozot as safek, what you do with bracha achon. So he said that l'chadgi you should only have it during a meal. So this halacha is very, very relevant because almost all breakfast cereals, granola bars, and everything is tali in this simen. And because basically the rule is that grain, obviously if it's made into flour, or it's processed in any really significant way, then it's mizonos. If it's raw, it's not. And the question is where you draw the line, right? What's considered processed enough to be mizonos and what's not? So this is a huge machlokas. Just go through some of them. One, which I never knew what it was called, but that cereal that we have at breakfast, which is popped grain.
What? Bird cereal?
Burnt cereal. So apparently Israelis call it shalva. I didn't know that. So that is a machlokas. Haposkim, here they quote that Ruf Scheinberg said that it's hadama because all it is popped. And it really isn't processed at all. That's how the Orlitzion poskind, Rebel Yashiv, Rishlomo Zalman, Rav Nissen Karelitz in all those cases, because really the tzura is still on it. Rav Moshe said that in theory you could make mizonos on that, but again here most poskim seem to say that in that case you make hadama because, you know, you look at it, it is just a grain popped and burnt. Right?
Yeah.
And that's just what it is, right? Yes.
Why is it a question of processing per se, and not just is it flour or not?
Because it's not only flour, right? If it's cooked and it's ladab and it clings together in a real way and it's processed and cooked way, then it's mizonos also, right? We'll get to that in a minute, right? The classic case, we'll get that in a second. Just bracha achrona is pashtos borei nefashos. Fine. Then granola is obviously another shayla. Now, this is also roasted. Most poskim, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rabbi Yashiv, Scheinberg, think that it's hadama. But Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, if it's processed though and it actually sticks together, so then Rabbi Yashiv poskim make mizonos, right? And this is your question, right? Is that it's not only if it's flour. If it's processed in such a way, now it sticks together, it's not individual grains, so then it's machlokas. Well, Yashiv thinks in that case is mizonos, and this is obviously true of granola bars. But granola, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, maintain a hadama, because steaming and whatever it is you do that makes it stick together is not quite as processed, right? It's at middle ground. It's not, clearly not totally baked together. It's also not totally not cooked. It's somewhere in between. Rabbi Yashar thinks is noted to say that it is. Mizonos, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, said not. Now, granola bars is the same suffix, right? Granola bars, here I believe the Chazon Ish says that you make mizonos because it's really baked together, right? It's not flour, but again, it's totally baked into one solid unit. But that, again, is not so clear because, on the other hand, the grains are recognizable. So it made me hadama. It's very difficult. Now, the problem is that, right, Shulchan Aruch's suggestion for this is that you should only eat it tochadei a meal, which totally defeats the purpose of a granola bar. So the question is, what do you do there? Shlomo Zalman is quoted here as saying that, you know, you don't have to not have granola bars because of the suffix. You know, like that would be, right, because it totally defeats the purpose, like, ein ma lasot, so you make, make mizonos. On granola bars, even Rosh Hashanah Zalman posturous, you make mizonos, because there really is, it really does stick together, it seems like it. I think that's what it, yeah. Right. So that's really the shailas that come up here. There's also, obviously, you have to think, one of the issues that comes here also is cholent. There's a machlokas aboskim also to what extent the cholent is considered sticking together enough in the rotev here. Here, Rabbi Yashar says mizonos. Some poskim think it is hadama because it's just sort of floating there and not really cooked together. Okay, then there is one suggestion by Eli Gerstner. By the way, Ari Leibowitz has a summary of a lot of these issues, a 10-minute thing on granola, and granola bars, and 10-minute halacha, where he said, right, what do you do with bracha chorna? Bracha chorna is really difficult because, unlike bracha rishona, there is no catch-all. Right? Bar nefesh is not a catch-all. You have to do the bracha shenitkena, so in a case of suffix, so bracha rishona, you can make hadam, you'd be yotze, but bracha chorna, you wouldn't be yotze, so the bar nefesh. So what he comes up with, which is clever, but might not work, and this is very complicated, is if you have enough granola bars, and if you can try to calculate this, good luck, that you have a kezias of... You have a kezias of granola bar, but not a kezias of flour. So then you have another suffix, because there's a suffix when you're doing bracha chorna. Is it a kezias of the whole thing or a kezias of flour in order to make a alamechia? So if you have a granola bar, have a kezias of granola bar, but not a kezias of flour, so then you add another suffix that would push you in the direction of bar nefashas. So that's his chav. I don't know whether that really works, because it's not really clear that we poskin that way. Here he has granola bars. Red chatife dagan shebizmanenu. So Reb Vosner, again, says mizonos, because it really does stick together. This is, by the way, very helpful. On this particular issue, they're very good, and they summarize everything. Reb Yashiv also said that it is mizonos. I think most people do make mizonos granola bar. I don't know. Anyway, so those are the issues that come up here. Okay, just quickly, hey, because it never really comes up, which is kemach avil shalchidim v'aral of shakal v'acharav brein nefashas loshna nitchan dakdak loshna nitchan ktsas v'adayin yesh botam shalchidim loshna kemach shalkloyos. If you actually eat straight flour, then it's obviously shakal, because that's not normal to eat. Okay.